We are now arriving at the changing room for the experts. Experts were typically technical mining engineers and were at a higher level in the command chain, above the watchmen. Thus, they received special benefits that were not available for normal workers, as we can see. Each expert had an individual shower and locker with a separate access door. The experts did not put their dirty clothing on the typical hooks. Instead, an employee came by to pick it up, wash it, and hang it in their lockers. Officers belonging to the experts and to the watchmen were in a building annexed to this one. From their offices, the experts issued work orders and the watchmen filled out the ledgers with the work accomplished by the miners, who were paid by the amount of progress they made and not by the hours. In this way, the administrative services could subsequently pay the miners. The experts' work did not involve monitoring the workers, which was the job of the watchmen, but instead they were responsible for ensuring the proper general operations of the mine and making any pertinent decisions after having considered all the different jobs being done. The command chain followed on down the line. The experts gave orders to the watchmen, who subsequently gave orders to those working inside and outside the mine. The command chain, of course, was not always to everyone's liking. Let's leave this building now and go outside, where we can find out how this mine's lifeline, the compressor room, worked.